Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll hear devotional songs of Bach, which aren't really the art songs we feature on this program. The poetry is of no great merit. The keyboard accompaniment, organ or harpsichord, is usually only a bass line with conventional numbers underneath, called a figured bass, that tells the player suggestions on how to fill in the chords. The songs are strophic, that is, the same music is used for each strophe of the poem. But that can be said, of course, for many art songs of Schubert and others. But most of the time, the melodies aren't even by Bach himself, but rather from other composers, traditional hymns, and Martin Luther tunes. These solo songs, over 80 of them have survived, found their way into a songbook of the time called Schemmeli's Gesangbuch. Bach's second wife, Anna Magdalena, copied a few songs among the instrumental works in her notebook. Among them is an aria from an opera by Stützel, for which Bach provided the arrangement. Bist du bei mir, if you are near, I go with joy. This has become the only song we hear associated with Bach, even though the tune is by Stützel. Ameling was the soprano, Gustav Leonhardt played harpsichord, and Angelika Mai cello in Stützel's Bist du bei mir, arranged by Bach. Later in the program, I'll play another setting closer perhaps to the one that Anna Magdalena Bach had in mind when she copied her husband's song in her notebook. But you're asking, let's hear a song for which Bach did write the melody as well as the accompaniment. We'll hear Ich stehe an deiner Krippen hier. I stand here at your manger, O Jesus, O you, my life. Let's listen to different settings, remembering that Bach didn't designate which keyboard instrument should accompany the song.
Die das helle Licht.
That last version of Bach's Ich steh an deine Krippen hier was performed by Georg Jelden, baritone, with Heinz Schnaufer, organist. That was preceded by Contralto Hildegard Rüssel-Meiden with Franz Holacek, harpsichord, and Richard Harand, cello. And we opened with tenor Ernst Haefliger with the Concilium Musicum, directed by Paul Angerer. You're listening to the Bach edition of Singing and Other Sins. Let's remain with the Christmas theme and hear a song that's quite often played at this season, O Jesulein süß, O Jesulein mild, O little Jesus sweet and gentle. Different interpretations of Bach's O Jesulein süß, O Jesulein mild. In this case, the tune is by a composer known simply as Heil. The text is by an unknown author, and Bach is responsible for the setting. This is the case with a lot of these devotional songs of Bach. We opened with Ernst Haefliger, with the Concilium Musicum directed by Paul Angerer, and that was followed by Georg Jelden, baritone, with Heinz Schnaufer, organist. Let's have an instrumental break with Pablo Casals performing the Bourrées from the Fourth Suite. Played by Casals, let's return to the theme of this edition of Singing and Other Sins, the solo songs of Bach. I'd like to do a comparison between the solo song Dir, dir Jehovah will ich singen, To you, Jehovah, I wish to sing, and its appearance in the cantata that has that same name.
Dir, dir Jehovah will ich singen, denn wohl ist doch ein zu, dass ich es tu im Namen Jesu Christ, so wie es dir durch ihn gefällig ist. Verleih mir, Herr, solche Güte, so wird gewiss mein Singen recht getan, so klingt es schön. Und Wahrheit an, so hebt dein Geist mein Herz zu dir empor, dass ich dir Psalmen sing im höheren Chor.
Dir
already knew that Bach borrowed from himself, and there we have further proof, a solo song and a chorus. Here's another of Bach's solo songs for which he wrote the melody that the singer performs, as well as the accompaniment, Komm süße Tod, komm selge Ruh, come sweet death, come holy peace.
Woo!
versions of Bach's solo devotional song Komm süße Tod, komm selige Ruhe, come sweet death, come holy peace. Before we hear more of these songs, let's switch to one of Bach's best-known organ works, the Toccata and Fugue in D minor, played by Frederick Swan, right here in Honolulu on the Central Union Church's organ.
Thank you.
You are listening to Singing and Other Sins. This edition features Bach's devotional solo songs, which sadly often don't have the melody by Bach himself. But as we've seen, that wasn't much of a problem because there were so many nice traditional or composed tunes which Bach used both in his chorales and solo songs. Let's now sample two chorales based on the words O wie selig seid, O how holy are you, and follow those short chorales with the solo song version. A huge difference to our ears between the Bach chorale and the solo song, there are certainly strong connections. Who knows if Bach stole from one or the other? This same borrowing can be heard in Seelen Bräutigam Jesu Gottes Lamm, Soul Bride, Jesus, Lamb of God. This time, I'll begin with the solo song and follow it with the Bach chorale and then return to a different arrangement of the solo song. You're enjoying this Singing and Other Sins program dedicated to Bach's devotional solo songs. I promised at the outset to let you hear the most famous of these, Bist du bei mir, If You Be Near, I Go With Joy, in a more authentic recording.
Zu meiner Ruhe, zu
That was the classic 1954 recording of Bist du bei mir, Bach's arrangement of an aria by Stützel, sung by tenor Hugh Guénot with harpsichord Albert Fuller, with whom I had the pleasure of working in New York when we performed Handel's organ concerto. Fuller was a font of knowledge about performance practice, and just now you heard his careful attention to the letter of Bach's wishes. Let's hear these two experts again in the solo song, Was bist du doch, o Seele, so betrübt? Why are you, o soul, so sad? That will be followed by the same words and tune in the chorale of that name. It's time for another excursion into Bach's instrumental world. You'll hear the last movement of the Bach Concerto for two violins in a classic recording of 1961 with Jascha Heifetz and Eric Friedman with the New Symphony Orchestra of London conducted by Malcolm Sargent. Thank you. This has been a Singing and Other Sins presentation of Bach's devotional solo songs. Many thanks to Dr. Leslie Wright for her help, and to Dennis Moore for sharing his CD collection. You can offer suggestions or comments at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. I'm your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.